bury me standing, for I have been on my knees all my life."
Valentina Rupa bowed her head to hear her beloved mother's last words, to see the twitch of her eyes beneath her eyelids, the rise and fall of her chest beneath the thin blankets. Her mother's breath faded, already settling into the bleak night, already gone. Unearthly quiet filled their makeshift canopy. The dwindling light from the nearby campfires of their Romani tribe seeped through the canvas.
"Daj, mother, don't stop speaking."
Tears blinded Valentina's eyes, defeated her voice. She focused on her mother's lips, willing her to speak once more. What good did it do to be a Drabadi, a powerful fortune teller and healer, if she couldn't save her own mother? Valentina's younger sister, Yolanda, stood beside her. Yolanda coughed violently, then wheezed.
"Please, Dash, it's not your time."
Yolanda's hoarse voice faded to a whisper.
"Her lips, she's breathing."
"Nay, it's the north wind."
Valentina peered at the oak tree branches bending against a biting gust, threatening to collapse their crude canopy. Wagon wheels creaked, groaning into the dirt. Familiar sounds, yet so distant. Their mother had lived her entire life in the caravan, traveling from village to village. There was no other way for her, only the way of the Romani. The air hung thick and heavy, weighty against Valentina's damp cheeks. She didn't care. She didn't bother to wipe them. She hated the weakness of crying. Crying meant loss and loneliness and defeat. She glanced at Yolanda, noting her ashen face, the stoop of her slight shoulders.
"Try to rest for a while."
"I'm not tired."
Yolanda rubbed her temples.
"Now that both mother and father are dead, we're orphans. I'll not abandon you."
Long shivers rippled through Valentina's body, a cadence of trepidation and doubt. In a single, deliberate breath, she blew them out.